Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. What a beautiful day, amen? How many of you love the snow? I love the snow. Listen, if it's going to be cold, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Amen. And you know what's funny is we'll have some people not show up to church today because of the snow. We're only going to get 3 inches. We don't live in Atlanta. Atlanta, they shut everything down for a half inch. Glory to God. We are just so blessed that you're here. We know God's going to touch your life. This is the once a year I do my song. Next week is our 20th year anniversary. You do not want to miss it. It is going to be awesome. Today is an exciting day. We have we're going to be doing worship. We got a moving of the Holy Spirit. We've got God's going to change our lives. Amen. And then right after second service is our annual business meeting. And I want to challenge you, if you've never been to one, they're extremely boring, but it's nice to know. But if you'd like to come, it's for all folks in the house right after second service. Amen? Honey, would you like to pray over the service?
Father, we just thank you for the privilege of coming together in your house this morning. The privilege and honor of worshiping our King. And right now, Lord, we give you our best. We give you our worship and we give you honor in your precious name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Are you ready? All right, everybody's got to move just a little bit. Everybody go like this. Go like this. You got to pick up your leg now. You got it? Go like this. Go like this. Go like this. And go like this. All right? You got it? Now you know the whole song. Here we go. Like God is, I got it. I got it. Something about that Holy Ghost. I can't explain it, but I got it. Got it.
Got it in my feet, well I got it in my walk, got it in my talk, well I Something about that Holy Ghost.
I can't explain it, but I got it.
Something about that Holy Ghost.
Something about that Holy Ghost. I can't explain it, but I got it.
Come on, one more time. Something about that Holy Ghost.
Something about that Holy Ghost.
I can't explain it, but I got it.
Explain it, but I got it.
Come on now, I got it in my hands.
Got it in my hands, got it in my feet. Well, I got it in my walk, got it in my talk. Well, I got it in my hands, got it in my feet. Well, I got it in my walk, got it in my talk. I got it, I've got it. Something about that Holy Ghost. Can't explain it, but I got it.
Come on, something about the Holy Ghost.
Something about that Holy Ghost.
Can't explain it, but I got it.
Amen. Okay, how many of you know that your praise is a weapon? Oh, yes, I'm so excited. So if you didn't know that in this first song, you're definitely going to be able to exercise that during this second song. I'm excited. All right, go ahead.
Bless the Lord, oh mighty one.
Sing, come on, come on. Come on, your presence. on, sing it to Jesus. Sing it to Jesus. Just you and him. Just you and him. Truly are without any reservation. This morning we bow our hearts, we bow our minds. Declare you as our King. Father, from the back of the sanctuary to the front, just let the waves of your presence start to move in this place. In Jesus' name. Lord, there's no one we want more than you. Sing it right to him.
Omega, we worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
An individual here on your right leg, about 5 inches up from your ankle, you're having pain on the right side of your bone in the muscular realm, and God is healing you right now. There's another individual, I'm not sure if it's your heart or if it's your esophagus, but it's in the sternum, 3 ribs up. God is healing you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you that no disease has a right on our body. We thank you, Jesus, that you've healed every disease on Calvary's tree. Lord, just as simply as we are forgiven, and Father, we expect and anticipate when we confess our sins to you that you'll forgive us. Lord, this morning in Jesus' name, we expect the same thing according to our covenant, that if there's any sickness or any disease, any maiming or any wounding, Jesus, by your power, you will heal us this morning. Lord, we receive it right now in Jesus' name. Disease? Disease? Go. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that by your stripes we were healed 2,000 years ago on that tree. And that today, Lord, we can stand here in wholeness. We declare wholeness over our spirit, our soul, and our body, as you are our King. We thank you for your kingdom and your covenant. I don't understand it. It's on the left side of your body. If you follow your rib cage, it's almost to your side, and the pain kind of goes around to the back and shoots up the rib cage in the back. The Lord is healing you right now. You've had it for a while, and you're going to find that to be completely gone and dissipated in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the anointing that brings order corporately and individually. We thank you, God, that when we speak your word, that, Father, the word goes and performs your words. But we thank you that our bodies, our minds, and our souls have to respond to that anointing and come right into order. We release that now in the name of Jesus. Everybody receiving it said, amen. How many of you love the Lord this morning? Amen. On the way back to your chair, make sure you welcome five or six folks that you don't know. Maybe you've seen somebody you haven't seen in a bit, or maybe you've never met them a day in your life. Can you go say hello to them this morning? Please don't go sit down. Please don't sit down. Go find somebody. I know it takes a little boldness, but you'll be all right. You need to say hi to somebody and be friendly this morning. And a half ago, we had the same gentleman came to us and he said, I would like to put you on the new, it's called Live or Livestream.tv, and it reaches 2.1 million homes. And so they've invited his tabernacle for free. And they said, we'd like to have you on this. It's on your, it will be on your Roku and all your smart TV programming. And so I want to thank the media team, Brother Rick and those that are working in that. We're going to be creating TV programs for that that will reach 2.1 million households. Isn't that exciting? I mean, right now, every single week, this His Tabernacle Family Church touches about 7,500 people in their homes and here at the church through our television program and all the ministries we do in local. But God's opening that up to 2.1 million folks. And I don't know about you, that just makes me very happy. And I love the price. Free is a very good price. Amen.
Hey family, we want to remind you again about the marriage encounter that's coming up April 12th through the 14th. We need your deposit of $150 immediately. There are a few spots available still. Your next deposit of $150 will be due on February 25th. So make sure you sign up today at the Hub.
I am so excited about this upcoming event called Revitalized Worship Night. It is on Friday, February 9th at 7 o'clock. So we're just going to let the Holy Spirit do what the Holy Spirit does. We're going to let it flow. So if you would like to come out and join us for a night of worship, I would be so excited to see you there.
The second annual Women's Encounter Reunion is scheduled for March 1st through 3rd at the Best Western in Sayre. If you've been on an Encounter weekend and you know who you are, you need to sign up for this event. It's a great time of refreshing and a recharge with God. Contact me if you want to attend for the whole weekend and I can get the details to you. But the best news is, if you can't make the whole time, you can come Friday night for just $40. Get a hold of me and get signed up.
Coming February 11th, don't be left out in the cold.
Good morning! Today's a really exciting, special day. Can anybody tell me why today's special? That's actually what I was going to say. I expected everybody to say because the Patriots are going to win, or the Eagles are going to win, or whatever. I was going to say no, because every day in the house of God is sweeter than the day before. Isn't that awesome? God is so good. And I love that no matter which football team you supported first and foremost Team Jesus today, which is really super exciting. I always say that today's like one of my favorite days of the year because football's over, and that makes me really happy. But anyways, we just want to welcome you. Thank you so much for coming out today. We're so excited to celebrate Jesus in the house of God. We would like to welcome our live stream. Thank you so much for making every Sunday morning important to you and your family and to our Jesus. And we want to commend those of you that do not forsake the dwelling together of the brethren of Christ. It's a commandment of God to come to church. And we're just so thankful that we have the family of Christ. And don't we have an awesome family? We have an awesome family. We would like to welcome our guests this morning. If you are a guest in the house, would you just raise your hand? We have a gift that we would love to give to you. We have a guest right over here. Any other guests in the house, keep your hands up because we want to hand deliver those gifts to you. Any other guests in the house this morning? Amen. Well, right over here on this side of the building, directly after service, we are going to have a guest reception. We have refreshments, but the most important part of that is that we have an opportunity to meet you, and you can meet some of our pastors and get to know the heart of His Tabernacle Family Church, which I love. And so I can't wait. We can't wait to share that with you. Also, we would like to remind you that directly after second service is our annual business meeting. Please stay and find out about all the amazing things that God has done through this house, in this house for the past year. It's not just informational. It's a celebration of how God has taken care of us, His kingdom. And we are, in His Tabernacle, about the King's business, aren't we? So I'd like to turn it over to Pastor Rhonda, who's going to tell us how we can do more of that.
Amen. Good morning. It is so good to have Pastor Chad and Pastor Jade back in the house. After being over in South Africa and building the kingdom over there, enjoying the sunshine, and they came back with fabulous tans, but they also worked and built the kingdom over in South Africa. So we're grateful to have them back home, and that mom and dad let them come back home. All right. So as
as we enter into this time of prosperity, which is one of my favorite times to talk about the Word of God. So let's go right to the Word of God. I love this. Preferential treatment comes to those who give to God. Now, those are my words. Preferential treatment comes to those who give to God. And I love preferential treatment. I love it. It's awesome. But let me read the Word of God to you where you can hear God tell you when you give, you have preferential treatment. 2 Corinthians 9:7, write it down, 9:7 in the Amplified Version says, "For God loves, he takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous giver whose heart is in giving." Preferential treatment comes to those who give. Now, you say, well, it doesn't happen. I'm not seeing it happen. Do you understand that in order to give, you have to first tithe? That it's not even giving until after the tithe. So let me read the Word of God. It says in Leviticus 27:30, all the tithe of the land belongs to the Lord. So when we're tithing, we're just giving him back what's already his. So then when we tithe and give, that's when preferential treatment comes. Let me read some of the benefits of giving to the Lord. And we've already given you the definition of giving. And so when you put God first in your finances, here we go, the benefits. God promises a harvest to givers. In Galatians 6:7, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. God promises abundant supply to the givers. And that's found in Proverbs 3:9-10. Honor the Lord with your substance, your income, and with the first fruits of all of your increase, so that your barns will be filled with plenty, and the presses shall burst out with new wine. God promises to multiply back to the giver. Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God promises riches to givers. Proverbs 11:25. Yes, the liberal man shall be rich. The liberal giver shall be rich. By watering others, you water yourself. And then God promises an open heaven. Malachi 3:10, bring all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now. He says, go ahead and prove me in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that there shall not be enough room to even receive. Hallelujah. How many of you want preferential treatment in your finances? Amen. Stand to your feet. Let's make our supernatural declaration as we tithe and give. And it's also from the Word of God. We just repeat Deuteronomy chapter 28, and it says, repeat after me, if I obey, then I am blessed going in, and I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse, and I am blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up. Because I'm a child of God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord this morning. If you're watching by live stream, you can give right along with us. Click the giving button or text to give.
My dance is a weapon.
I shall do.
Praise God. What I'd like to do, I hope you don't mind, is I need to cut a TV commercial. Is that all right? Is that all right? Here we go. We're going to do this. Are we ready, Brother Ricker? Yes? Very good. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My name is Pastor Michael Spencer, and you're watching. Hey, you guys want to do something fun? When I say you're watching, you shout out His Word TV. Okay, you ready? Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My name is Pastor Michael Spencer, and you're watching. That's right, His Word TV. We're glad that you're watching today. We got a message that's going to challenge your heart. So make sure you grab a pen and a piece of paper, and let's get the Word of God in our spirit. Listen now, this is about how God divinely connects us from childhood to destiny. Come on now, let's grow in God, part two. Whew, there's so much pressure. Here we go, one more, here we go. We end it like this. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's right. You see, you never really understand until you start looking back how many people God has placed in your life to bring you where you need to be. Those are divine connections. And the greatest connection you can have in your life is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You know, today, if you do not know Christ, we're not asking you to join a church, religion. We're asking you to know Him, to be divinely connected with God Himself through a relationship. And today, if you'd like to receive Jesus as your Savior, I'd like you to bow your head and let's pray together. Are you ready? Let's pray right out loud. Dear Jesus, I thank you that you love me. I thank you that you died for me. And right now, I'm making a decision. I want you in my life. I confess that you are God. I confess you rose from the dead. And today, I declare I'm your child, brand new. For the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, that means you're born again. We have a Bible for you. You need to get here to the house, 16 Level Acres Drive, every Sunday morning, 9 or 11. We'll see you in just a little bit. All right, praise the Lord. Phew. Well, my wife and I last week were in Kentucky. How many? Pastor Dan just hit a home run last week, didn't he? Wow, what a message from the Lord that challenged your hearts. You know, I've never had a race car in here. He did really good. He even dressed in a jumpsuit. That just scared me when I saw that online. But here we are, my wife and I being down in Kentucky is very important because many of you, as we're coming upon the Empowering Pastors Conference that we have every year, we went to go to a church that we've been ministering to that had been coming to this conference for the last 2 to 3 years. Do you remember how many? Is it 3 years? They've been coming for 3 years. And this is a church in Louisville, Kentucky. And this is when we got down there. Praise the Lord. We had 8 people give their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that awesome? One lady was in sex slavery for many years, walked up front. It was her first time in church, gave her heart to the Lord. Another young man was a drug addict, came up, gave his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And another lady was an architect. She had never been in church before, her first time ever in church, walked up front and gave her heart to the Lord. Teenagers gave their heart to God. And you know, this is what the pastor was saying to me. He said, your church doesn't realize it, but we have patterned this church in Louisville, Kentucky, after his Tabernacle Family Church in Horseheads, New York. So I want you to know, can you turn to someone and say, you've made an impact in Louisville, Kentucky? It's not Louisville, it's Louisville. Amen, Louisville. Also, we were just up, my wife and I were just up in Syracuse this week, and the Lord's enabled me to coach a young man, a pastor who's getting ready to launch a church up past Utica. And then also, we met with another pastor who's been coming and we've been ministering to from this church. They came to the Empowering Pastors Conference 3 years ago, and they were getting ready to quit the ministry. And because of that conference, they stayed in the ministry. And we met with them this week. His wife looked at us and said, can you see how different my husband is? And I want to thank you and your wife and all that his tabernacle is doing for how my husband is a different man because of participating with what God is doing at his Tabernacle Family Church. We just never realize all the impact. And Pastor Chad and Jade were just in South Africa. And they actually took the model of what we're doing here in South Africa for the young adults. And so they were able to train them how to reach more young people for Jesus all over the world. We're in a little cornfield, and still corn is over on that left, right side, your left. And there's still corn and deer and antelopes. I don't know if there's antelopes, but we got to find some. But what's awesome is that we're changing lives. Can you turn to somebody and say, thank God for you. We're changing lives. You see, when you minister to a person, you minister to a person. But when you minister to a pastor, you minister to an entire region. And that's what we love to do. So I just want to encourage you. If you have the letter of the Holy Spirit to give to that, that's up to you. But we're excited that we're going to have that conference. We keep it very cheap for one reason, so that pastors can come and they can never use money as an excuse to not be changed and challenged in Jesus. This is the year of... That was so sad. I said, this is the year of... Oh, one more time. This is the year of... divine connections. And in the month of January, we talked about how God divinely has put people in your pathway. That's the reason you're born again today. If they were not there, you might not be serving the Lord. But now I want to start a quick little series on this, how God's church is a divine connection. You see, if the church doesn't understand this, then we start losing the connection that God has for us. Now, I want to remind everybody about this principle. We talked about it 2 weeks ago, and that was this. If you go to the airport and you miss your flight, you miss your connection, you've got to sit in the terminal until another flight becomes available. And sometimes it's a long time. Has anybody ever been in an airport for more than 3 hours? 5 hours? 10 hours? Wow, God bless you. Who's ever been in a terminal 24 hours? Wow, more people than I ever would have thought. My wife was stuck on an Air Jamaica airplane for 14 hours, and they ran out of toilet paper, and it was all women. Glory, Jesus. When you miss your connection, it makes a difference in your life. Sometimes you can never meet those connections ever again. But I love God because he loves us so much that no matter if we miss a connection, if we'll pay attention, he'll bring it back around because he desires to see success in our life. Can I hear an amen? Amen. You see, God has planned purposes, and the devil hates you. Turn to someone and say, Satan hates you. Tell somebody else, I hate Satan too. Isn't it mutual? How many of you hate Satan? That's right. You shouldn't like him. He's not your friend. Amen? He's evil, and his whole desire is to steal, kill, and destroy in your life. And you see, the diabolical plot of Lucifer is to make sure that you will never fulfill God's purpose for your life. There are many that will die, be placed down into the grave. The dirt will cover their casket, cover their tomb. A stone will be placed up, and then they see God face to face. And the one thing they'll realize is that they never did what God's purpose was for them on this planet. They sucked air, they made a few dollars, and they died. But in that short lifetime, they never fulfilled God's design for them. You see, you and I are people of intentional design. And God's plan for us through divine connections is to make sure that we fulfill our very purpose on this planet. And the church is a divine connection on this planet. The Bible talks about our text for the year is found in Mark chapter 16, verse 20. And it says, and they went out and preaching everywhere, and the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying of signs. Amen. You see, God's plan is to work through you. God's plan is to take the life that he gave you and to live it through you. In him we live and move and have our being. Many people don't live in God. They want to have Christ in them, but they don't want to be in Christ. And there is a vast difference between the two. There are many that don't want to go to hell, so they say their little prayerette, But what happens is when Christ starts directing them to fulfill their very purpose for breath, they will not fulfill it because they have their own design for their own life. The problem with that is there is a direct disconnect from the plot and the plans of heaven. And what ends up happening is, whether we realize it or not, the connections that we are supposed to make in other people's lives at that place are then disconnected. And people pay an eternal process for our lack of obedience. Can I hear an amen or oh my? You see, the diabolical plot of Lucifer is to make sure that you will never be connected to the plans of God. You've heard me say this, and you're going to hear it a lot this year. The church you go to has a direct impartation and a direct portion of connection for your divine destiny. I was going to a church one time, and I was a youth pastor there, and it was a very bad situation. They didn't like their pastor. And so as I went out, they were painting the building for the pastor. I was just a youth pastor, man. I was just fresh. I'm walking around, and I'm listening to them as they're bashing their pastor. They're saying how much they hate him and literally said, "I wish he would die." I mean, those words came right out of their mouth. And so I said to them, I said, "Why are you still even going to this church? Why are you here?" And they said, "Because it's our church." And I said, "But you don't like the pastor. You say God doesn't move here. Why are you still here?" "Well, it's our church." Listen now, the church building you go to isn't always called a church. It might have a tag on the outside, but a church is not something that's natural. A church is supernatural. Because when you come into the presence of God in a true church, there is a corporate anointing that shall put the devil to flight. One shall put 1,000 to flight, but two shall put 10,000. And the Bible declares, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is when the brethren dwell together in unity." It is the anointing that flows down the head of Aaron, down over his beard, down over his garment, down to his feet. And it's there that God commands the blessing. Souls will be saved, healed, bodies will be healed, marriages will be set free. You'll find people will be change for eternity in the true connection called the church. If you're going to the house of God, you are a brilliant individual. Not just obedient, but you are brilliant. Turn to someone and say, "You're brilliant this morning." The church you go to has that direct connection of your destiny. So going to the wrong church literally means you'll never reach your destiny. Say one more time, because I need you to get that in your spirit. The church you go to has direct connection on whether you will reach your destiny in life. Whenever anybody moves, this is what I say to them. "Is there a church there?" "Well, I hope so." I'm going to throw my sister under the bus. They moved to northern Maine. They moved to Maine. And I said to my sister, "Is there a church there?" She says, "I'm sure there's a church there." They moved without checking whether there was a church there. There was no church there. So for how many years? For 10 years, they wandered around trying to find a place. Man, she went to a few places that were just nuts. And the pastors did stupid things. But the point comes down to is they were there in northern Maine, and there was not a place for them to grow. There is a necessity that you understand. Now listen, there are people that are in this church today that could leave here. They could find another location. They could make a lot more money. But the only reason they're still in the area is because what this house has to offer. That's the very truth. There are people that could accelerate in the business world, but they have chosen, because of the anointing in this place and the destiny in this place, to remain here because they want to make sure that they get what God has for them before they ever move on. The church you go to has a direct connection on whether or not you will reach your destiny. Here's the other side of the coin. The church's destiny has a direct impact on your connection with God's purpose. So just as the church has a divine connection for you to reach your destiny, the church also is reliant upon every single believer reaching their destiny. If the people of God do not reach their destiny, then the church cannot reach their destiny. This is why we have so many churches in America that really have no voice in their community. They really have no impact in their community. I want you to realize this is a diabolical disconnection process that Lucifer has been working from Acts chapter 2 to where we are today. This is not an accident that in America's churches today, the average Christian goes to church only one every 3 weeks. This is not because we're just living in a different society. This is because the enemy is working hard, especially in the last days, to make sure that the great harvest does not happen before the trumpet of God sounds. You see, the church is not some little building where people get together and sing kumbaya. The church is the powerful, most supernatural purpose on this planet. And God, by His Spirit, sets them in order to bring change to their region. And it's the power of God that brings change through the church. You see, Jesus is the head of the church, the Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Christ is also the head of the church, which is His body. He is the beginning, supreme, shout supreme. Supreme over all who rise from the dead. So He is first in everything. You know what I love about God is God has never made junk. God, when He made it, He's always made it good. In the book of Genesis, if you get a chance to look through creation, and when God would finish a day, He'd say, and God said it was good. You know, good is good. Bad is bad. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, and God looked over all that He had made, and He saw that it was, He didn't just say good, He said very good. And evening passed and morning came, marking the sixth day. You see, Jesus only makes the best. Jesus' plan is to make what you and I absolutely need to propel us into our purposes and our destiny. You see, when Christ, and this is the awesome part, is that Christ being the head of the church, people say to me all the time, well, I don't believe in organized religion. That is the most stupid statement has anybody have ever made. Well, why is that stupid? Well, you got to now blame Jesus. Because Jesus is the one who created the church. Well, you know, they didn't meet in buildings. Well, that just shows your absolute ignorance. Because they met in buildings. In fact, in the book of, in our Bible school, we're going through eschatology or the study of the last days. And we're in chapters, Revelation chapter 2 and 3. And He's talking to the seven churches. I'm not talking about five groups of people of five. I'm talking seven churches. And these seven cities had seven churches. And five of them were bad churches and two of them were good churches. It's amazing to realize how the church world has been twisted and contorted, because this has always been the plan of Satan, is to take whatever God has made good and twist it to a position to where it no longer has love and regard, but it is disregarded, cast aside, thrown the baby out with the bathwater, and the church ultimately loses. See, the enemy is striving to make sure that you are not connected divinely to His church. Divinely. Pastor Dan tells me in this house we have 1,300 people that go through in a month. Different people. On a given Sunday, last Sunday was 718. The week before was 770. This week we have a little bit of snow. We had people travel all the way from Rochester, but we had a little bit of snow and somebody down the street won't come because they're afraid that they'll slip. But they'd go to work. Or Super Bowl party. But the issue isn't that. The issue is it shows that there is not a connection in their spirit with the kingdom of God. They don't want to go to hell. And listen, I don't blame anybody for not wanting to go to hell. But what happens is the enemy is working not just so that you don't go to hell. He's working so that you're not connected for your purpose. Every one of us are divinely sent to individuals on this planet that nobody else is going to be able to reach. There's nobody. You are one individual that if you do not do God's will, souls will perish for all of eternity. And I'm talking generationally, lost forever. This is not about joining a church and joining a religion. This is about our lives fulfilling God's purpose and our reason for being here. You are destined by heaven to change lives and generations and regions for the glory of God. And the enemy hates you and wants to make sure that you do not get connected to the house of God, where your destiny ultimately will be fulfilled. I had people say to me, well, I don't go to church. I just love the Lord, and I just go tell everybody I know about Jesus. Well, that's foolish, too. So what church are you going to send them to when they get saved? Well, I never thought of that. Duh. You see, Christ created the church, and he created the church good, and he created it great. Listen now. There are a bunch of preachers out there and churches out there that have ruined and done dumb things. Can I hear an amen or oh my? We've watched it on TV. We've watched local situations. Maybe you've been part of a situation of a church split or some other kind of situation that broke your heart and brought disillusion to your life. But I want you to hear this. Listen, just because people are bad doesn't mean they're all bad. Just because a church caused issues in your life, if you allow that offense to stick in your craw, you will disconnect yourself from the place of destiny he has called you to, and therefore, you'll die with an excuse instead of dying with a crown. There are some people that don't go to church not just because of bad experiences, but because they're too busy. I'm too busy to go to church. I'm too busy, Pastor. You don't understand. I've got so much to do. I just don't have time. Listen, do you hear what you're saying? Please allow this to come to not just a rational understanding, but a spiritual epiphany. And that is, if you're too busy on this short earth that we live in to fulfill God's destiny and walk in God's obedience, the Bible declares that in the last days especially, forsake not the assembling of yourself as the matter of some is. That God is saying, in the last days, your connection with the church should be stronger than ever before, because I'm coming soon. I'm going to crack the eastern sky. The trumpet of God shall sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And those that are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Encourage one another with these words. Why? Because when the church is moving as one, there's nothing they can't do. There are a lot of people tell me, well, I'm just not interested. It's scary. Listen, you got to hear from my point of view as a pastor. Well, all you want is a big church. I absolutely want a big church. Why do I want a big church? Because every one of us means something to God. Now, in this house, we, like I said, we minister to all those people. Every single week, we minister to 12 to 1,300 folks. But how many people is that? That's 1% of our community. Let's be real. That's nothing. How many people don't know God that we all know? How many people, if listen now, we're talking about North Korea, and let's just be real. The dude's crazy. They've got what it takes. He's not threatened. It's a push of a button. We live in the most difficult times the world has ever seen, even worse than back when Russia was rising. We live in a position where literally every prophecy has been fulfilled for Christ to come, and the church is asleep in the light. We must have a revelation. We must have an apocalypsis that our divine connection with heaven is not just so that I can fulfill God's will for my life, but that the church God has connected me to, that I can do my gifts, my talents that I have been blessed with, so that I can help the kingdom of God in this region bring change and transformation. You see, it's time to say, Lord, my life is not my own. I have been bought with a price, and I understand, Jesus, that I, with everybody else coupled together, can bring transition to people and to situations. There are a lot of people that don't come to church because they're condemned. They just feel like they can never please anybody. I want you to know that, listen now, if you have never sinned, he who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Has anybody not sinned here? Because I got a stone, we'll throw it at your head. Everybody sinned. The only one who had the right to cast the stone was Jesus. And he chose not to cast it. Everybody in this room, we got some mess. How many of you got some mess in your life? How many of you are just a mess? How many of you know your spouse is messed up? Don't raise your hand. We all have issues, and we all have something that the devil can throw in our face to try to say, listen, you're not qualified to go to church. You're not going to be accepted at that church. No one will love you at that church. Listen, I want you to know something. This is not our church. This is his church. That's why it's called not our tabernacle, but his tabernacle. And the Bible says, let them come. I've got free drink for them. I'm going to bring them in. I'm going to wash their sins away. I'm going to restore them. I'm going to heal them. I'm going to propel them. I'm going to give them purpose and divine direction. And I'm going to use their life for my glory. And there's no greater excitement than to stand before the Lord and him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I want you to know today that God has a plan for your life. Oh, some don't go to church because they have sin in their life. Well, get the sin out. You don't got time for sin. You know, if the devil with his diabolical plot can get you all wrapped up in that sin that so easily besets you, then you'll never allow God's purpose to come. Do you realize this? It's not money, it's not fame, it's not recognition, it's not what you can acquire that brings you peace. What brings you peace is living in the will of God. When you learn how to live in the will of God, then there's nothing that moves you. Because you're knowing that you're pleasing the one who made you. The architect who said, let this one be made in my image, who divinely designed you, intelligently said, I'm going to give them this color hair or less than, glory to God. Brother Ray, he's bald as a cue ball. I saw him this morning. I pulled out in front when he was trying to cross the road so he gets some snowflakes on his head. Glory to God. We call him no neck because he doesn't have a neck. He's not real tall. But the one thing that you love about Ray Decker is that he loves the Lord and the Patriots. Glory to God. He loves the Lord. And one thing about Ray Decker is this, is you know that he'll do whatever he has to do to fulfill God's will for his life. Give him direction and he'll move mountains. No, literally. We have a rule. We were getting some people not happy with the pastor on TV. And so they were sending me not really nice letters. And so we told Ray Decker, don't let anybody on the altar. And somebody from the church tried to get up on the altar. And he said, I told you no. You know, he growled. I was scared for that person. Because if they didn't obey, we would have had to pray. Glory to Jesus. But you see, this is where your purpose comes to plan in God's house. I'm almost done, but I just wanted to really push this for you. If Satan can disconnect us, then our destiny is halted and people die eternally. Your calling is interwoven. I don't know, I'll just take the less expensive one. Do I have a knife? Here, come with me. Now, when you look at this, it is a, trying to help you now. When you look at this, it is a, it's a shirt. It looks like how many shirts? It doesn't look like three unless you have an astigmatism and you need glasses. Pick the one in the middle. But when you look at this shirt, you don't see many things. You see one. But the amazing part is this, is that when you cut it open, you realize, look at all these individual threads that make up what we see as one. You have all of this. That's only on Ron Lerner's knives. I cut my fingers off and smashed them. Each string put together makes this fabric one. That's connection. You know what's amazing? Is when it is finished, you don't see the individual, you only see the corporate. Say it one more time. When I cut it open, I can see a thread right here. If I pull that thread, it will come out. But just a second ago, you would have never seen that individual thread.
Why? Because it was one with the unit. You see, the devil loves to get you where you're just a single string. He loves to get you to where you are an individual that, listen, you're no longer seen in the corporate. You're only seen as an individual string all by yourself. What can you do all by yourself? Well, watch this now. If I put this, if I took my shirt off, I'd scare everybody. But besides that, if I took the shirt off and I just took that one string, you ready? Here I go. Could I go to Walmart? Yes, I could go to Walmart. Let's change the story. I think I've seen people with that string at Walmart. Here we go. If I took this string and put it on, I was going through this again, and I went to the boatyard in Ithaca, how far inside the door am I getting? Do you want to know why? Because I've been naked. And the sirens would go, woo, 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 woo. And I'd be arrested for indecent exposure and for threatening a crowd. All because I'm a single thread. The shirt I have on now is a Robert Graham. Oh, Jesus, I love Robert Graham shirts. You cannot see a single thread. And it covers me. If you want to be covered, you can never be seen as single. You have to be seen as the connected crew that makes one a total. That's called the church. That's God's plan, not my plan. Jesus called it good. He loved his church. In fact, the first day that he started his church, he didn't start it with a kumbaya with six people in the corner of Kmart. He started with Peter standing up there and preaching the gospel in Acts chapter 2. And that day, 3,000 men gave their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, not including women and children. They believe that the very first church, the very first sermon that was preached, reached out and saved almost 15,000 people. It amazes me when people come back and say, well, I'd just rather live in a small church. I'd just rather have a small church. You know what that means? That means you have no vision. Because God wills that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And if a small church remains small, it means they're not doing God's will. So they're not a church, they're a country club. There has to be a change in the body of Christ. And the body of Christ has got to get back to believing that the word of God is true. You see, Jesus Christ came to create a body. Some of you are his hands. Some of you are his feet. Some of you are his eyelashes. Some of you are his toes. Some of you are the toenail on the toe. Some of you will be seen. Some of you will not be seen. But every one of us interwoven into the fabric of the shirt makes it cover, makes it complete, makes it warm, makes it powerful. Listen now, it makes it luxurious. Can I hear an amen? The Bible says that Christ came to create an army. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of the civilian world, for then they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. Christ came to create a family. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. So now you Gentiles are no longer called strangers or foreigners. You are called citizens along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family. Can I hear an amen? The family of God. You're a citizen of the kingdom of God. You never know, you will never go to our place of full participation if you remain disconnected. And I have an example for you. SWAT. Boy, he carried that chair really good, didn't he? You are so strong, Bruce. So here's Marge. Marge loves the Lord. And Marge has a puzzle. It's an amazing puzzle. You're going to be right over her shoulder. She has an amazing puzzle.
because this is the puzzle of her life. Look at that. See, Marge has been serving the Lord. She loves Jesus. And, you know, she is one who's learned how to be a strong giver in the house. And you see, what's really cool is that God has put puzzles together, divine connections together that gave her a house. God blessed you with a house, didn't he? And he did. He blessed her with a house. Then what happened? You having issues? Got it? Look at that. Go, Marge. You see, sometimes connections aren't easy, but you got to make sure you put them together. Here we go. God gave her a house. God's given her a great job. And man, if you've ever seen Marge, has anybody ever been down the children's wing? You've seen her gifts and her talents. She loves to paint. That whole hallway is what she did. And you see, she did all this since she's been coming to His Tabernacle Family Church. Really, God's blessed her with all of these as she learned how to be a giver. Well, Marge, where's the last piece? Marge, the puzzle isn't done. Marge, it's right there in the box. No, that's not the piece. Marge, it's in the box. Marge, it's in the box. Marge, it's in the box. Marge? Isn't it strange that so many people walk away just at the place of fulfilling the puzzle in their life for all their connections? You see, what's amazing is if you never fulfill the last, the puzzle is never completed. And if she had finished it, it would have been His Tabernacle, divine connections. But instead, it was just a bunch of stuff with an uncompleted life. How many of you have never connected with the house of God? Therefore, your puzzle, your life's connections cannot be completed. But if you only knew, I've been offended, I've been hurt, I've been this. Listen, you can use all the excuses you want. It's your puzzle. You want it filled? Or do you want it incomplete? The church you go to is the divine connection to your destiny. And the church's destiny is divinely connected to your willingness to live in obedience to the will of God for your life. His Tabernacle Church is a phenomenal body of Christ. We really are. Every guest that's ever come into the building, they don't say how good we are after they get the check. They say it before. And one thing that people look at His Tabernacle is they see all that God has been doing through this house. Marge will never know how many people she touched because she painted that hallway. Because she chose to fulfill the connection. Some of you, your puzzle is not done. Because you're still living your own life. And you've chosen not to connect with God's kingdom, but to be loosely associated with God's kingdom. And your loose association leaves a hole in your life. All the excuses you want don't work. And when you stand before God, He knows the truth anyways, doesn't He? Isn't it time to get connected? You've been given gifts and talents. Some of you can sing. Some of you are like me. You can't. Some of you can dance. Some of you, like me, can't. Some of you can preach. I can. Some of you like children. I really don't. I lasted in children's ministry about 15 minutes. Some of you love teenagers. Some of you got a testimony of God's deliverance. Some of you are business individuals, marketplace ministers making a difference in our community. Every one of your gifts, when they're connected with the house, not only fulfill the vision of the house, but complete your puzzle of divine connections. Are you connected or just loosely associated? Nobody can answer that but you. Even your husband and wife can't do that. It's just you. Because each one of us make a decision when we stand before the Lord and He judges us for our words and our works. We can't use somebody else. You can't blame Pastor Spencer. You can't blame your spouse. You can't blame your kids. You can't blame the experience you had when you were 14 years old. It's just you. Today I challenge you as your pastor to stop being loosely connected. The gifts you have are amazing, and God has fearfully and wonderfully made you. Allow Him to use your life. Get connected to the house, and you'll see fulfillment come to your heart, because you're now doing something for the kingdom of God. Amen. Bow your heads with me this morning. Today, if you do not know Jesus, I'm not asking you to join religion. I'm not asking you to join a tradition. I'm asking you to get connected with the divine connection that changes you from the inside out. If you're watching on live stream, this is for you. Today, if you need Jesus as your Savior and you want Him in your life, I'm not going to wait long. I'm not going to beg you, because if I got to beg you, then you're missing the whole connection anyways. I just don't want you in the terminal longer than you got to be. Today, if you do not know Christ, you know you're not living right, and you want to make your heart right with the Lord, I'd like you to shoot your hand up to the air when I count to three. Get ready. One. Come on. Shoot your hand up when I count to three. One, two. Get ready. Three. Shoot your hand up to the air. Thank you, ma'am. Yes. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. You can put them right back down. Is there anyone else? I'm not going to wait long. Five, four. Come on. Three, two. Last call. And one. Let's all stand to our feet. People have constantly said to me, why do you do that? I'll tell you why, because that could have been your last connection. You got to take it serious. Every time you're given an opportunity and the Holy Spirit's knocking on the door of your heart, do not harden your heart. Allow Him to come in. Mindy's over on this side. If you raise your hand for salvation, I'm going to ask you to be brave. I'm going to ask you to step out of your seat and meet me right here, right in the front, right now. Come on, be brave right now. Come on, give my hand clap as they come. Thanks, sir. Blessed. Come on, right out of your chair. Thank you, gentlemen. I'm going to have Mindy pray with you. We want to get you a Bible. Listen now, we don't want you just to start. God's got amazing things for your life. This is a start, and you never turn back. Run it all the way with Him. You got all these folk who will say, listen, anything we can do to build you up, we're there for you. Amen? So let's go with Mindy, and let's get prayed for. Give him a hand clap again. God's going to change your life. Divine connection. If you raise your hand online today, you can bow your head and just ask Jesus right now to be the Lord of your life. Father, I speak blessing over this church in the name of Christ. I declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Father, you have given me divine authority because of the divine connection and the call in my life. And Lord, I just release right now an anointing to destroy every yoke of bondage in this place. I command every demon spirit that's holding people down to addictions. I break your power in Jesus' name. And I command right now, you loose them and let them go. I declare that sickness and disease has no
fall right upon the children of God. Even the common cold and the flu that's attacking people all over, I come against it in Jesus' name. And I declare, Father, that no sin in our life will overcome us, but God will be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. We'll walk in this place successful and blessed and make a difference as we are connected divinely to your house called the church. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, we've got two things happening next week. Number one, it's our 20th anniversary. You don't want to miss it. Three things. We have an announcement of things that are going to happen that are stinking cool. And then we have one more announcement, and then we're going to need you. It's going to be stinking amazing. That's New England talk. Stinking amazing. It is awesome. You don't want to miss the announcements next week. We love you. Serve God with all of your heart. Make sure you lead at least one person to Jesus this week.
My praise is a weapon.
My praise is a weapon.
My